everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson. Yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio for his biggest project yet. A full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement all week long. Welcome to the midweek special. I'm Eric G. Thanks for taking a listen today. Wow, that was a crazy debate last night. We don't talk politics, but man, happy that's out of our hair so we can get back to working on our houses today. Well, here's the thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about something that we haven't talked about before on Around the House. And this is something that, of course, didn't make it into last weekend's show. And this weekend is jam-packed. And I'm going to bring an expert in one of these days. But I wanted to talk a little bit about today about doing research and finding out the history of your house. Now, if you've got a brand new house that was just constructed, of course, there's not really history there to the house because it's brand new. But maybe there's some history of the farm property that was on or what happened there before your house. But if you're like me where I've got a, you know, 1970s built home, then there's some cool history you can do. And let's start out about how you can start doing this. So if you've had this house for a little bit, and maybe you bought it within the last 5 years, and you don't really know the history behind it, you can jump on and do an internet search. And I found a lot of history on mine, just what you'd see online. How so? Well, I jumped on to all the different, you know, I just basically did a Google search of my address. Well, it's interesting when realtors have been putting stuff up on the market, and maybe your house has been sold a couple times in the last decade, you can find early YouTube videos that maybe the realtor put up from 10 years ago, you know, those kind of things. So there's a lot that can be found just basically online. You know, I knew by some of the work I've been doing around the house, especially on the exterior, that, this thing was yellow at some point. Well, I found a whole picture of my house being yellow. You know, I found, 2 owners ago what they did on the inside. And so you can really start to see kind of what happened and what has been messed around with your house. And that's just a very simple place to start. Now, if you've got an older house, maybe it's 75 years or older, you can start looking back. You know, like, for instance, my brother, he's got an old farmhouse in Yakima. Well, he found the family, and you know, when you have old farmhouses and old homes like this, there's many times that maybe a family was there for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. You know, multiple generations went through that house. So once you figure that out, you can go back and track the family down and see if there's any historical stuff with that. Now, if you've got a local historical society, that's another place if you've got an older home. But there are some really great places that you can track down. My brother got a ton of great pictures out of the family that that used to own that farmhouse. And so they've got a lot of pictures from that. And he's been able to do some restoration work based upon that. So that's not a bad thing to do. Now, talking to your neighbors is an easy one. You know, I found out a lot about my house just talking to my neighbor next door. She's lived in this cool mid-century house for, 30 plus years? Great people, got great neighbors. And so you can find out about, oh, this family lived here and they did this and this did this and that kind of thing. And so that's how you can start to track stuff down. But first I would go on to the Zillow's, realtor.com, and then take a look around when you Google search that and see if you can find something around there. And search your neighbor's house, because you know something? Your house could be in the pictures of the house next door. So a couple hours on the old Google and you can figure some stuff out there. Might get you a lot of information. Now you can also go back and do some research. Check with the local building department online. Many times they have all the permits that you can look back at the scans and see. Maybe you'll find a homeowner name. Maybe they'll have a name on there. Maybe even they've scanned the old plans into the building department. You never know what could have happened depending how well they kept records. Now, you will run into stuff, like I think it's in the city of Portland is a great example. They lost about a decade worth of permits in their move over to, from the printed permits to the electronic. They lost a decade of stuff. So like 80s and 90s, unfortunately, a lot of those records are lost, which is hard for homeowners because they want to go down there and do some research on a project to see if it was the permits were pulled and they don't have any records because, well, they don't have them. So that's the bad part. So be careful with that kind of stuff. Now, the other thing it's good, too, is you can kind of find the history. You know, I have seen online, as many have, so many cool histories of wow, this was a bootlegger's house in the 20s. And there was every time I tear into a wall in here, I find, you know, whiskey hiding in the wall. I saw that today on social media. And, you know, there's just a lot of cool stories out there. What's the history of your home? What has it been through? Has it been through a fire, a flood? Was there a major crime that happened there? There are so many things you can do by jumping online. You know, take a look at your local newspaper. Get on there. Get onto their archives. Do a search. What comes up? Who is here? It's an interesting perspective to look at. And you can also tell the history of what's happened, you know, and maybe you can honor that history of restoring it, especially if it's an older home and bringing it back to maybe its former glory. There are so many things with old homes where people have built down ceilings and closed things off. And there are so many, as a designer, I absolutely love looking and finding that history because then you can really honor it. There's so many times that, you know, maybe it's not there. You know, maybe a house flipper went through there 7 or 8 years ago and was lazy and decided, okay, I'm gonna drywall and put up trim on the inside of this thing. I'm going to gut it and all the built-ins and cool trim that was painted. They didn't want to spend the money to restore it, and it went in the dumpster, and that happens. And then you can go back and maybe do that research, find those family photos, you know, from the holidays of people 40, 50 years ago. Maybe you can find out that this room had built-ins in it right over here where they drywalled over it, or more importantly, maybe you know the style of trim, so when you go through and do your renovations, you know, maybe you'll find out that, oh wow, under 4 layers of flooring there is hardwood down there. So there's some fun things to be doing with a little bit of research, and there's a lot of people out there that are starting to do this as a business as well, where you can pay somebody to go back and do a heritage research on your home and find out what's going on. So there's a lot of that out there, which to me is absolutely fascinating. So I love honoring your old home. And if you've got one, do the research and find out. It's pretty fascinating looking back going, really? Oh, wow, they did that. Well, that's an interesting idea. So let's see if we can do it to your house too. And while you're sitting there bored at the office and you're on a Zoom meeting, you've got two screens and you're absolutely bored out of your gourd, you can pretend like you're working and be doing some research. All right, everybody, we got a fun show ahead here and around the house this weekend. I'm super stoked about this one, and it's going to be interesting, and here's why. We've got Danny Dwyer, our friend from The Bull in Portland. He is kind of world-renowned country music DJ, and he had a pretty bad accident here in 2020. just doing some work on the roof. And I wanted to talk about his experience so we can all learn from that as well, because he was doing something that plenty of us have done day in and day out and never gotten hurt. And he pulled the cards up wrong. Didn't end well. We'll also talk to Fujitsu General, and we're talking mini split heat pumps for you people out there, you know, that are really looking at a heating and air conditioning issue of how to deal with an old house, or maybe even a newer one that might work for you, especially if you've got that bonus room or something that you're having a hard time heating and cooling. That's a good option for one of those. As well as we're going to be talking about some of the lifespan of things in your homes again, and maybe how long appliances. I think we'll get to appliances and some other things this weekend on that. As well as, sheesh, we've got so many other. This is going to be one of those shows that's going to be jam-packed full of different topics and some short interviews, so nothing too long. This is not going to be our full hour segment of interviews, so make sure you take a listen to Around the House with Eric G this weekend. If you're on the radio show, great. You can catch that anywhere, but we're not going to have the full interviews on a lot of these, so make sure you catch the podcast, which right here is where you're going to catch that at, and make sure you got that covered. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Have a good one. I'm going to enjoy our sunshine here in Portland. We've got about another 7 or 8 days of Indian summer, as they call it here. And then we get into the days and weeks and months of rain. And I'm going to go out and enjoy it. Have a great rest of the week, everybody. I'll see you inside. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by, designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media, and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020, designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at aroundthehouseonline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House. Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free. And you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.